This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last few visits, we've been studying some of Christ's teaching in Mark 4. The chapter closes with Christ performing a miracle of calming a violent storm on the Sea of Galilee. When they land on the shore in the region of the Gerasenes, they were confronted by a man possessed by many demons. Jesus performs a miracle of casting out these demons and sending them into a herd of pigs. This resulted in the pigs getting into a frenzy as they ran down a hill into the sea and drowned. The man, on the other hand, was transformed. When the people of that region heard what had happened, they came and pled with Jesus to leave their region. It's hard to believe they were more concerned about their pigs and prophets than the welfare of this man. Jesus didn't badger or judge them. He left. These people robbed themselves of sharing in the joy of this miracle and of innumerable other miracles that likely would have occurred had Jesus stayed with them. The man who was set free wanted to go with Jesus, but Jesus said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." The man did as instructed, and more, and all who heard were amazed. In spite of the hardness of the people of that region, Jesus left them an ongoing witness of God's mercy. It's wonderful to see God's love and grace reaching out to hardened sinners. Yes, no matter what your situation might be, no matter how hardened you have been, God loves you and wants you to know his grace and mercy. Let him set you free. Ask him to set you free. Then go and tell others all he has done for you. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.